This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin. When we think of communication and leadership, two elements we might often think about are speaking and writing speeches. But what about reading? Author Stephen King once said, "Books are uniquely portable magic." I think the same can be said for magazines, and one close to many of our hearts is the Toastmaster magazine. Our guests today are both distinguished Toastmasters, Dorothy Chanakira and Viola Dondo, and they've taken the lead and combined their passion for Toastmasters learning and reading, particularly the Toastmaster magazine, to help themselves and others gain knowledge in a unique and creative way. These two ladies share a lot in common, including being Toastmasters both since 2015. They're both members of several clubs spanning two districts, and they share three clubs in common: the Sunday Sundowners in Australia, the Zenith Advanced Toastmasters in Zimbabwe, and Sell the Sizzle in Southern Africa. Dorothy is also a personal development coach and three times distinguished Toastmaster, and Viola is an IT enthusiast and also a Rotarian since 2015. This dynamic duo is featured in the January 2023 member moment of the Toastmaster magazine entitled "Reading the Toastmaster Together." Zimbabwe group inspires others to gain knowledge from the monthly magazine written by Laura Aman. Coming to us today from Harare, Zimbabwe, please help me welcome Dorothy and Viola. Welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us. It's awesome to be here.
It's a pleasure. When I reached out to both of you, I was hoping one would respond, and you both enthusiastically said, yes, we'll be on the podcast. So I'm glad that you're both here. Now, to start us off, your group, Toast and Read with Coach, is not really a club per se. So Dorothy, I'm wondering, what is it? What was your vision for it, and how did the idea come about?
Oh, thanks, Greg. Toast and Read Along was a concept which was birthed out of the desire to have people, one, be aware of the Toastmasters magazine, to encourage members and non-members to take advantage of the benefits that are in the magazine. That was the idea, that we read the magazine together.
Oh, nice. Viola, how does it work?
We sit together, we read the magazine, we invite people really to a session. So we set it up maybe a month in advance, and we then prepare a flyer and invite people from the Toastmasters family or even other interested people. And we just get on a Zoom call for now, and we read the magazine together.
Interesting. So how does it work? What does a typical meeting look like?
Right. So a typical meeting, Greg, is going from cover to cover. We try to cover as much of the magazine from cover to cover. We start by welcoming people to actually getting this discipline to read. We start asking people if they have been reading the magazine. Most of the time, people don't read the magazine or are not aware that there is the resource. So it's introducing them to the magazine and then scanning through the articles.
So how do you decide who's going to read? How does that work? Is that set up in advance, or do you have a little bit of planning at the beginning of the meeting or prior to the meeting? How does that work?
We normally have a bit of planning, but people sometimes don't join, the ones that would have promised to join. So when we get in the meeting, we just see who's there and we start. Maybe we read a paragraph and we ask the next person to go and things like that. So it just flows that way. And then we'll say the next one can jump in. So we say two paragraphs, everybody, and the next one will jump in. And then at the end of each article, we then share insights on what we have discovered in the story and anything that just comes to our minds related to the article, or anything that we feel we want to share.
Oh, excellent. And Dorothy, do you use the same format each time, or does it change?
Depends pretty much on who is there. You know, sometimes you have members or readers who are more keen on a certain article in the magazine. So we tend to spend more time on that area. We also like to invite people who contribute to the magazine. For instance, the international director, Richard Peck, joined us the other time, and Morag, and we asked them to read the viewpoint. After reading the viewpoint, we sort of spend more time there and get to assimilate whatever it is that the international president has to say in the viewpoint.
With their busy schedules, how did you manage to get them on the program?
It was a miracle. We were just thinking that it would be good to have the international president. The fortunate part was we met Richard earlier on when he was doing the world tour. We had hosted him at one of the clubs here in Zimbabwe. So we were sort of one we could relate. We then invited him, but through the official Toastmasters email, and then he accepted. That also allowed us to connect with the managing editor, Laura, and the other people from the headquarters.
Excellent. And the nice thing about it is that they didn't have to spend any time preparing. All they had to do is read their own work.
Yes.
It means so much when you have the writer of the viewpoint reading out the viewpoint themselves. That was awesome.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you point on that, is because the purpose, for example, of the Toastmasters podcast is to amplify the words and the pictures that are in the magazine. So that's what we do. It seems that what you're doing is actually very similar, but it takes on a different format. That's great. We had Richard on the podcast a few times, and as well our current international president, Morag Matheson. That's great. Now, I'm kind of curious. You mentioned the viewpoints from the presidents. Are there any other articles perhaps that you can think of that were very memorable and that they yielded perhaps some great conversation or perhaps even some epiphanies? Viola?
Certainly. The Traveling Toastmaster is one of our favorites because we have both been featured in the Traveling Toastmaster. Every month we are going through there to check who's there, who's featured, and it's just a conversation starter. We also then encourage the readers in that session to take a picture when they go traveling and then post it. For us, that's one area that's also quite interesting, besides everything else, of course.
That's great. So not only are you encouraging people to read the magazine, but you're also encouraging them to contribute to the magazine. That's awesome. Can you think of any individuals? I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. Any specifics, a person or a place that sticks out that you thought, wow, this is a really great story?
The winner of the World Championship of Public Speaking, Ndini Cyril.
Ah, yes.
We got insights and from reading the magazines, we knew he was going to be appearing in the magazine sometime soon. So with the help of the editors, we got to connect with Cyril and got him to read, you know, his story on the Toast and Read platform. It was electric.
Well, that's great. We had an opportunity, of course, to interview Cyril Jr. Dim. For those of you who may not be aware, is he's originally from Zimbabwe. It made it even more special for you ladies, I suppose.
Yes, that's true. Allow me to add another one that I just read about, I think sometime. Sarah Mayer, DTM, she contributed. Mm-hmm. There was a feature of her story. The way her picture was done with all these confetti flying around was just inspiring. And then I read the story only for me to meet her online late last year, because I started serving in the district where she is a director in that district. So for me, that was just like a connection. I felt connected to her. She was talking about, I don't want to now mix up and all that, but what she does, she's very good at what she does. I think it's in public relations. It was related to PR or something.
Excellent. Well, we're on a roll. Do you have any more? Please continue.
The lady who moved from Nigeria, what's her name?
Is it Jane Osemwege?
Yes. I found her story to also just be inspiring, how she then moved to a different continent and what she's doing. She was very passionate. I also got to listen to the podcast, and now I could hear the voice related to the story, her sharing more about it. I found that to just be interesting. It allowed me to connect even with the other stories. I remember in one session, we were getting people to read, and we had one great reader who was like animating everything. She was really putting the action to the words and trying to act out and everything. I think I'm going to encourage her to listen to the podcast more. Then she can see what she was reading about, and it really adds the personality to the stories.
Well, that's excellent. Now, in the article, you mentioned exploring the gold. What are some of the nuggets you've been able to mine? Are there any personal takeaways, that things that you've learned that have impacted you?
Being a member of many clubs, Greg, you realize that a lot of clubs, a lot of members are struggling. And you realize that in the Toastmasters magazine, there is usually a solution to people's struggles. Let's talk about maybe a project requires for one to do a podcast. You've just been telling us how you, from a project, decided to do a podcast. You have at the back of the magazine the advert about how you can ebook an idea. For me, the Toastmaster is, it's got answers to real life situations that we have. Also, the fact that the Toastmasters magazine sort of connects the members to the vision, to the dream of Toastmasters, the Dr. Ralph Smedley's ideals, for me, it's awesome. You were talking, Greg, earlier on about how did you manage to get the international president? How did you get to Cyril? It's the values that Toastmasters inculcates in the members and the leaders that we see playing out as we interact and connect with them, which is awesome.
That's great.
I'll also add, The Toolbox by Bill Brown is always something that really helps. Reading through it just helps to solve some of the issues that we may have. And then there is The Humor. I know it's been discontinued, The Humor by John Kedley. We always, always, at every session, read that article. And we knew when he wrote the last article in December, saying it was his last. We then decided that it would be a great idea to email him and thank him for allowing us to just have that humor session at every chance we read. So I emailed him to just say, oh, thank you for the articles. They've really inspired us and made us connect with the funny side, the funny bone and all. And he was gracious enough to respond to say he really appreciated people reading the article.
Well, that's great, because he's been contributing to the magazine for a long time, and you're creating an opportunity for some of his previous articles to be brought back to life as well.
Sure.
Out of curiosity, Dorothy, are there any other unexpected benefits perhaps that you've gained or some of your members have gained from putting together this group?
Yes, Greg. The fact that this magazine is free to share. We have started sharing it with one reader who is a teacher in a rural school. They now use this magazine as part of their library. Members, readers, students can access the Toastmasters magazine and get for free a resource that they would ordinarily have. So for me, the fact that the magazine is there and it's free and it's got material that I always say, if you read the Toastmaster, just the Toastmaster, you would evolve by leaps and bounds.
Wow. And the interesting thing is, we live in a world where people are always in a hurry, our attention spans are really short, and you find that people skim rather than read. But with a group like yours, you're almost encouraged, I guess, to read. Or if you're in the meeting, you'll be reading aloud. Have you received any feedback that people are reading more because of this?
Certainly. After every session, people then say, I am now encouraged to read more. I have started reading the Toastmasters magazine from cover to cover and even reading other books. So we are really developing that leader who is a reader. And I find that very inspiring. And reading out aloud as well, we are able to then help each other. Maybe if somebody is struggling with a pronunciation of a word, those in the session can also then help to say it's pronounced this way. So they're gaining more than just reading out aloud. They are gaining also on the grammar side and a lot of other areas as well.
You said leaders are readers, and I believe that's also quoted in the article. Can you elaborate on that phrase?
Leaders are readers, but not all readers are leaders. If you are a leader, you are likely to be a reader. Why? Because there's always scope for you to learn more and evolve more, grow more. And you can only do that from reading. I said earlier on, Greg, the difference between people that are successful and people that are not successful is awareness. To start with, some members are not aware of this resource that comes into their inbox every month, the magazine. So it's one thing just creating or, you know, making people aware that this resource is there and then encouraging them to read it, to share it.
Yeah, that's so true. I know online quite often people always want to find out, people who are successful leaders, they want to know, well, what books are they reading? And what you discover is that most leaders are voracious readers. They read a lot. The nice thing about the Toastmaster magazine is that with a typical book club, you have to read an entire book. Whereas with Toast and Read with Coach, it's just a matter of articles in the magazine as opposed to an entire book. So you get better mileage and encourage people to get going a lot easier, I think.
Right. And also to know that there could be an article that resonates more with them or that is answering to something that they need at that particular point. And knowing that they can always go back to the magazine, you know, for that article or for more.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and the nice thing about the magazine is it covers a broad range of topics. I think what it also does is it gives members and even future members a better insight into Toastmasters.
That's true. Greg, I'll also say something about the name because I see you are trying to remember it. We actually toast at every session. So we toast to Toastmasters. That's one of the toasts that we do. And if there is a particular article, a feature that we like, we also maybe toast to a person. So we do usually two toasts. So we toast and then read. And we talk about how others enjoy toasting and others enjoy reading, but we like to toast and read. So we actually do a toast and usually there are two during the session.
Well, cheers to that. Thanks for clarifying it for me. You mentioned that this practice that you're doing encourages people to read, but I'm curious if you've had any experiences, anyone feel that going through this process has encouraged them to take on maybe leadership roles or perhaps even non-members to join Toastmasters?
Greg, let me talk about the coloring competition, for instance, that was in one of the magazines. The producers of the Toastmaster launched a coloring competition and members were encouraged to invite their families to participate in the coloring competition. You find non-Toastmasters children, young people, that did the competition, appreciating Toastmasters more. My grandchildren were actually part of the participants in the coloring competition. They now respect Toastmasters as an organization because of a few things. Number one, the communication. We are an organization that teaches communication and leadership. The way the competitors or the participants got communication from Toastmasters was phenomenal, and they noted that. When the results came out, the results were communicated, you know, via email of their guardians. They loved that. they actually also then got certificates of participation, which really completes the value systems that we talk about in Toastmasters, the respect of the participants, the integrity to follow through, and, you know, the commitment to excellence. The excellent way that the communication was carried out really gets even non-members to begin to fall in love with this thing called Toastmasters.
Well, that's incredible. It's great how this works, and you're certainly two incredible ambassadors for the Toastmaster magazine and Toastmasters in general. Now we need to get you on board to be ambassadors for the Toastmasters podcast.
Yay!
Yes, certainly. We are on. We are already going to talk about it. It's not even a problem.
Lucky for me, I found you. I understand that Toast and Read with Coach was featured in your district.
Yes, Greg, we had an opportunity to showcase Toast and Read along with Coach at our District 74 conference, and we got to toast and read along with all participants that were at the district conference. It was awesome.
Well, that's great. What kind of feedback did you get with that?
A month later, when we had the next session, we had somebody's son who had attended the district conference, and the son remembered the coach. The son remembered Dorothy on stage starting the session, and that's what the son was raving about in this session and was saying, yes, I remember her seeing it on video and all that. So it was just showcasing how it can really impact so many lives without you even making that much of an effort, if you think about it.
And the discipline for the lady, it was that the discipline was installed on the in the son to read.
Oh,
and I want to believe that was a hit. Yeah.
If you think about it, it almost seems like we've lost that art of reading. Lost that art of reading aloud. Yeah.
Right.
That's great. I'd like to hear from both of you. How did you find Toastmasters, and perhaps one or two things that you've taken away from your Toastmasters journey? We'll start with Viola.
For me, I was promoted at work and I was feeling lost. A friend suggested Toastmasters, even though he wasn't a Toastmaster. I went through a local magazine that had local numbers for Toastmasters. I emailed a lot of these Toastmasters and I got responses. And I had two Toastmasters coming to visit me. I had not quite decided to join, but they convinced me so much. I wanted to be part of it. I attended meetings, I visited, and I was impressed. I joined, and I have not looked back since then. And I've now also been encouraging others to join Toastmasters because of what I have gained. And a lot of people around me, my bosses, my subordinates, and my family members have testified to how I have transformed as a person as a result of being a Toastmaster. That for me has really been life transforming. My life has totally changed since joining Toastmasters. During COVID, I managed to also visit different clubs, because I had a project which was attend a networking event, but the whole world was in lockdown. Fortunately, Toastmasters were meeting online. I decided to visit clubs in different countries, starting with maybe places I had been to or countries I had been to, and just saying, okay, the places I also want to go to. I then stumbled. That's how we then got to connect with Sunday Sundowners in Australia. And it's really been an amazing time. Got to connect with them. Just this year, I managed to visit them in person because I was in Australia. So it was wow, coming home.
Oh, that's great. And Dorothy, how about you?
Ha, Greg, I always want to say Toastmasters has given me life. And I want to speak about life as an acronym, right? So legacy, just being connected or being conjoined to a legacy, stretching 100 years and still counting. For me, that's awesome. For me, life is about leaving footprints in the sands of time. And Toastmasters is one such organization that has really left footprints in the sands of time. I talk about the I being inclusiveness, being included. Toastmasters makes you feel special. You know, from the meeting itself, your participation counts. When we are talking about the Toastmasters magazine, the member moment makes the members feel like they are part of something bigger than themselves. And that while the organization is big, the member remains the most important part. And then family, F. Toastmasters has given me like a new family and friends that really care for my personal development. So I love that about Toastmasters. And E, the excellence that we celebrate, which is a value. Excellence is a value. And I'm sure, Greg, if you needed medical attention, you wouldn't want a mediocre doctor, right?
That's right.
Toastmasters as a value, has excellence as a value. Hence, members continue to be challenged to become better versions of themselves, to do better, to improve in their communication and in their leadership. And if you look at the Toastmasters magazine itself, it's really excellently put together. It's a great read. The Toastmasters magazine is a great read. It is excellent in the way the articles are presented. The people that contribute, they have substance. The articles are well chosen. The editorial team does amazing. And as a magazine, I find it to really be something that is worthwhile reading. And like I said earlier on, if all you ever did was to read the Toastmasters magazine, you would evolve by leaps and bounds.
How elegantly said. And folks, if you're now inspired to read the Toastmaster magazine, please make sure that you share this episode with family and friends and everyone you know. You can find the Toastmasters podcast at toastmasterspodcast.com, toastmasters.org, Google, Apple, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts. And folks, if you're listening to this podcast before the end of March 2024, I encourage you to also check out the Toastmaster Magazine Reading Challenge. We'll put a link in the show notes. Dorothy, if you could be so kind as to let people know how they can find Toast and Read with Coach, where they can find you, and perhaps when they can participate.
Thank you, Greg. And we normally, and we have decided we are meeting on the 15th of every month, and we normally post the flyers on all our Toastmasters platforms, including Facebook and some social medias. Chat handles, Viola?
I've also managed to connect with some Toastmasters on LinkedIn. So we will post again diligently on LinkedIn as well, and perhaps even post on Instagram.
We'll certainly put that in the show notes. So that's the 15th of the month. And at what time?
It will be 2 o'clock GMT plus 2. That's Central African time.
And I'll certainly put a link to timeanddate.com so you can do a date conversion to find your local time. Dorothy Chanakira and Viola Dondo, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the podcast. And again, thank you so much for introducing us to Toast and Read Along with Coach.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's been amazing.
Ever imagined a book written just for you? Introducing Pooks.ai. We're not just another bookstore. We're the future of reading. Our state-of-the-art AI adapts each book to your specific needs, creating a personalized masterpiece. Visit Pooks.ai now, that's P-O-O-K-S.ai, and use the promotion code SPOTIFY for a whopping 50% off. Pooks.ai, your personalized book awaits.